Low-income families face multiple challenges when welcoming a new baby. The Institute for Research on Poverty at UW-Madison says these families face high costs and limited supplies of an essential good, diapers.
In eastern Wisconsin, nonprofits are banding together to try to fill that gap. Jake's Network of Hope is merging with United Way Fox City to provide a new regional diaper bank serving 15 counties.
To learn more, we have Renee Verstegen, Resource Development Specialist at United Way Fox Cities. Renee, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Scott Sawinski is Executive Director of Appleton-based Jake's Network of Hope, providing diaper and hygiene product assistance. Scott, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Scott, a National Diaper Bank Network report said diaper need rose nationally from nearly one-third of families in 2010 to nearly half of families last year. Why is the need for diapers on the rise?
Well, there's a lot of factors that lead to that. First and foremost, it's the cost of goods. We've seen that increased inflation over the last several years, especially since the global pandemic, that it's just a really hard thing to try to purchase additional supplies that you're needed. We all do a great job of supporting our food pantries and our food banks. But if a family is struggling to afford food to put on their table, they're definitely going to also find the need that they need to purchase hygiene supplies and diapers. And that is one of the biggest things that we're seeing right now, why did this big jump in diaper need across the nation and right here in Wisconsin.
Renee, the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, known as WIC, it doesn't cover diapers or wipes. And so low-income mothers may rely on diaper banks like yours for their supplies. Can you talk about these struggles and what you've learned?
That is correct. We're working on trying to get Wisconsin to recognize diapers and menstrual products, period products, to become an essential item. These items are obviously essential to our lives. And unfortunately, these services, they cannot use their funds towards those items. So we are here to try to help supplement that. And by giving them these essential items as diapers or period products, we can help them then spread their other income, their other dollars towards other essential items.
Okay. And Scott, now there is this merger in place to build a larger diaper network. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we're really a fortunate group of organizations here in the Fox Cities. It's definitely a place that loves to give back, and it's a place that loves community collaboration. Both of our diaper banks existed here in the greater Appleton area for the last 10 plus years. And earlier this year, we decided to kind of just have a conversation around how we could increase our efficiencies while making an increased impact in our communities because of those statistics that you just heard about. We want to make sure that we're getting enough diapers in the hands of individuals and families that desperately need it. So United Way Fox Cities and Jake's Network of Hope got together and just talked about how could we do this a little bit better. And it just made sense to combine both the efforts of our diaper banks and operate out of one location in Appleton at the VPI production facility in Appleton. It's we call it the hub, Fox Cities, and that's where we have our state-of-the-art IPA clean room to repack the diapers, and we have sufficient warehouse space to store the processed diapers that go out to the families that need those.
Renee, can you talk about the effort of repacking diapers and what this expansion will mean?
The repacking of diapers, so when we get donations, they come in all different sizes of boxes, packages. We repack them into equitable sized packages so that whichever agency our families are receiving services from, we serve about 50 different agencies now in the community or Eastern Wisconsin, and they will know that they can go to any of those agencies and receive the same amount of diapers as any other family is receiving. So what we do is we unpack those, we put them in equitable sized packages, and we box those up, and then we store them to get those distributed to the agencies in our community.
But 15 counties, that's an expansive area. I'm wondering, is it an issue in getting these diapers into the hands of parents in all corners of these counties?
Yes. So we really strive to try to serve as many areas as we can. But obviously, that is why we are continuously trying to raise funds, trying to get those donations in so that we can get them repacked and out to the community.
Scott, what is on your mind about a 15-county region and serving it?
Well, that's always been something that Jake's worked really hard to try to navigate through, because our region that we were serving was about 12 counties prior to this merging of the diaper banks, right? And what we started to institute is we actually purchased a box truck, and we're able to do rural diaper drops in communities that can't make it towards Appleton to pick up the diapers that are processed here. So we actually will go out and deliver those to multiple agencies in a county. And we're seeing that happening in Green Lake County, and we're working on the upper northern counties that we serve. So it's really actually an exciting time where we can partner with other people as well to make sure that we're bringing the diapers to those that need it that maybe can't get to Appleton and the Fox Cities.
We're talking about the merger of diaper banks in eastern Wisconsin. Scott Sawinski there, executive director at Jake's Network of Hope, and Renee Verstegen is resource development specialist at United Way Fox Cities. Renee, do you find that mothers sometimes often have to try to stretch diapers beyond their recommended use? How much of a fix might parents be in?
Yes, that is one of the huge reasons we do what we do. Parents will prolong changing the diaper on their infants to extend that supply of diapers that they have, which creates, of course, infections and health issues. And if the baby is not happy and it's crying, and the parents then are also taking on that stress, and that affects mental health as well.
Scott, Kimberly Clark founded Inena. Today, you know, we see this multinational corporation providing brands like Huggies, like Pull-Ups. What is their involvement in this regional bank?
Yeah, we're really, really thankful for the partnership that we have with Kimberly Clark, A, because they are in our backyard, and B, because they really do care about diaper need across this country. They are a founding member of the National Diaper Bank Network, which is basically our national organization that we adhere to guidelines, and we're a membership-based part of that. So both of our diaper banks were a previous member of this, and we remain as those members. But Kimberly Clark is really the presenting sponsor of our diaper bank. So it is known as the Kimberly Clark Eastern Wisconsin Diaper Bank, in partnership with Jake's Network of Hope and United Way Fox Cities. And they're there just to really make sure that we're trying to fill all the gaps that we have, because we can't supply all the diapers that are being requested right now. We really do need the incredible donations that corporations like Kimberly Clark provide, as well as the community can handle as well.
Will this merger make you stronger?
I'm 100% convinced it's going to. It is more of a, as our friend Lisa, who the president and CEO of United Way Fox City, says, 1 + 1 is something greater than 2, hopefully, because of this merge. And we really hope that our efficiencies will help us make a greater impact, that we can get a bigger supply of diapers in there, and that we can just meet the needs of our community. Because right now, we're not fulfilling their whole need, and that is why we did this, because we want to change this heading into 2025.
Scott and Renee, thank you so much. Thank you for your time, and appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, and thank you for helping to bring awareness about the diaper need in our community.
That is Renee Verstegen, Resource Development Specialist at United Way Fox Cities. And Scott Sawinski is Executive Director of Appleton-based Jake's Network of Hope, providing diaper and hygiene product assistance to people in need. We've been learning about a new co-operated diaper bank. It's known as the Kimberly Clark Eastern Wisconsin Diaper Bank. And for disclosure, Kimberly Clark Corporation is a business sponsor of WPR.